Good evening, my brothers and sisters. Once again, I am your brother Paul Offen coming to you on my own Facebook page. You also locate me on YouTube, Radio Republic, Spotify, and also Instagram. Some people will find the wee video on TikTok as well. Tonight, we're going to continue our lesson, The Final Stage of Man. This is an eschatological teaching, trying to find out what happened after we die. I think last week we tried to find out the state of man when the person is near death. And we use Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 1 down to 8. And we also talk about what happened when somebody is, you know, getting closer to his grave. Tonight we're going to continue this. Last week there was a break because I posted another lesson, but we're going to continue from where we left about 2 weeks ago. The final state of man. Now, what we're going to discuss tonight is how death occurs. How death occurs. Now, as I said, from the previous videos, we discussed about judgment and rapture. That was the beginning of this lesson. And then after that, we started this new lesson, the state of man. And we talk about life before death. So we're going to talk about how death occurs. Now, according to the Bible, humans are made of three components. And we're going to read the Bible to support this statement that I have made, that humans compose of three elements or components. Now, we read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23. And this will give us the idea that indeed human beings are made of three different elements. So I read from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, and it says, "Now may the God of peace himself sanctify you completely, and may you and may your whole spirit, that is one, and soul, that is two, and the body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." So these are the three components that make human being. Paul says, "May your whole spirit and soul and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." The body, which is the physical or material component, was formed from the dust. If you read Genesis chapter 2, verse 7, that is what the scripture says. And the scripture says, "After God breathed through his spirit within the body, then the man became a living soul." So we have the spirit of God, which was breathed through the body. And this spirit of God is another unseen component this component, you cannot see it. You understand this element? And then he said the man became a living soul. That is the third part. You became a soul, and this is also an unseen component. So we have the material component, which is the human body, and then we have the breath of life, which is the spirit part, which is an unseen, and we also have the soul, which came after God's breath through the body. So these are the three components that we know of. Now, indeed, scientific research has also proven that about 99% of these chemical elements in the human body are also found in the soil, indicating that we all humans are from the soil, as scripture suggests. So if the scripture says God use the soil from the ground to make man, indeed that is true, because research has also found out that all the chemicals we have within man, you can also find them on the soil or in the soil. Now, I found this quote on the internet, and I think that will help to strengthen what we are discussing just now. This was by Andrew Lindsay. He said, and I quote, "Every element that is found in the human body is also found in the soil. Humans are mostly made from carbon, nitrogen, hydrogen, oxygen, with significant amount of calcium, phosphorus, potassium, sulfur, sodium, magnesium, and other trace of elements. And all these elements can also be found in the soil, although not in the same arrangement or makeup, the same compound that they do in the human body." So what Andrew Lindsay is trying to say is that the human body composed of some elements, and these elements are also found in the soil. You talk of potassium, phosphorus, sodium, magnesium. These are all important elements that help the body to function well. And these elements can also be found in the soil. Now, why am I bringing this? We are discussing how death occurs. Remember, the title of this lesson is The Final State of Man. So, we want to know, when we say death of occur, how does it happen? And this is what we are discussing just now. So, these components that we have, and I said we have three components or three elements, that is the spirit, the soul, and the body. These three now will be separated for death to occur. Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7, I read. The preacher says, "And the dust shall return to the earth as it was." He referring to the human body. He called it dust because God took it from the soil, the dust from the soil, to make the human body, right? "And the spirit returns to God who gave it." So the dust or the human body will go into the dust where it came from. And the spirit of God, which is breath through the body, okay, in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7, right? This spirit will also return. And this spirit we're talking of, because the spirit made your soul. So we are saying that the soul returned to God who, gave it. Which means a time is coming where the soul, which is the immortal component, because the soul is from God's breath, soul cannot die. So we call it an immortal component of the human body. You understand? This soul will be separated from the body, which is the mortal component. Okay? And this one can die off. That is why we see many death across, because this physical body has to die and go decay and go back to the soil where it came from. And then, so I'm saying that this is the mortal component, and it returns what do you call it, to God. This the soul or the spirit returned to God where it came from. You understand? Now, what happened between death and the final resurrection? Now we're going to talk about what actually happened when one dies. So if you are with somebody and then the person just fell down and then he just gave up his ghost, meaning he's dead, what actually happened from that time the person dies till the resurrection day when Jesus returns the second time and all dead are resurrected? What happened between this period? You understand? You see, exactly what happens after one dies until the final resurrection is not clear. It's not clear. If you read John chapter 5 verse 28, all those on the tomb, they are going to, you know, rise up when Jesus returns. So we are talking of those who have died from Adam's time up to our time. They are all, you know, waiting till the final resurrection day. So we are asking what actually happened between this period that a person died and when Jesus came. You see, this period is known by many as the intermediate state of man. Intermediate state of man. When we say intermediate, it's not a final, you know, place or final state where man has to have find himself. But this is just an intermediate work state. And it involves the after-death existence of the individual person who is conscious and of his condition, is very, very conscious of his condition, of his surroundings, with what, the passage of time. So at time, you know, goes on, he dies today, and until Christ, you know, return, the person is conscious and is aware of his environment, of his surroundings, is aware of where he is. So this is very, very important. I'm saying this because some people think that after death, that is all there is. There is nothing happening, you know, after death. But that is not the case. That is not the case. In actual fact, there is life, and this is what we call the the intermediate state, which involves after death existence. After you die, you still exist. Okay? And what happened there is what we are trying to, you know, find out. You see, not all people believe this kind of intermediate state that we are talking about. But whether you believe or not, what we are using Bible to discuss will help you, you understand, and also strengthen your understanding of whether or not you believe that people lives on after they die. You know, some people, though not Bible believers, believe in life after death. Where I come from, Ghana, I come from a race called the Akan race. Now, the Akans believe that the soul of the dead person lives on even before the introduction of Christianity, before the Bible was introduced into my people. They had that kind of belief that when people die, they still live on. You understand? And until date, all the activities we do after death as okay tells us that indeed there is life in the person that has died. Just that this physical body has disappeared or rotten or go back, decay into the soil where it came from. But they still believe that the soul which was given to you in Genesis chapter 2 verse 7 still lives on. How did they know this? This is even before the introduction of Bible into my people, but they still need. It's not only the Akans. Many, you know, people in the world also believe that there is life after death. Now, those people who think that there's no life after death, it's difficult for them to believe what we call the intermediate state, because these people totally deny this. And most of these people are those who are atheists. They don't believe that, you know, God exists. Most of these people, they are atheists. They don't believe that God exists. To them, there is no mortal soul of the person that exists, you know, separately from the body. When what they see this body is, that is all they know there is. They don't believe that there's any soul within the body. So to them, humans are like dogs or cats or other animals. When you die, that's the end of you. But the Bible has different view, you understand? And some of our activities after death also match with what the Bible, you know, says. So in these, there is what? Life after death. Now, this, you know, denier of some groups, there are some other religious groups also who share the same opinion that there is no life after death. There's no life after this. Now, even in the early days of the Church of Christ, in the what they call the ancient world, that is, we're talking of Jerusalem, Athens, and those days, you understand? And this is the first century AD, the first 100 years of our Lord Jesus Christ, born onto our planet here, right? There were some Christians in the Church of our Lord who thought that death was the end of everything. Here, Paul the Apostle has to correct them. You see, Paul corrected them and also reassured them that there's indeed life after death. So if you read 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 1 down the line, and also if you read 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13 and 18, you will see Paul encouraging the people that those who are lost, their relatives, they should be encouraged because they are going to come back to life. So between the time that they die and the resurrection day, what is actually happening there? Is there any life going on? Bible makes that to understand that there's consciousness. People die and then they open their eyes in the other world and there is consciousness. They know the environment, they know who they are. You understand? I'll give you some examples in the scriptures to prove what I'm saying. Now, the first example I give is in Matthew chapter 17, verse 2 and 5. Okay, this is about Moses and Elijah. Now, Moses and Elijah had died several centuries before Jesus Christ came physically on our planet. But according to Matthew chapter 17, verse 2 and 5, these people who have died several centuries ago, they showed themselves to Jesus and they actually spoke with Jesus. And that is what we call the transfiguration, where Jesus was transfigured when he was meeting these souls that had departed over so many centuries. Okay? Though they have died many years, they still appear to speak to Jesus Christ. Peter and John witnessed this. They saw Moses and Elijah and also Jesus Christ speaking. And that is when Peter says, we have to, you know, make three, then for you, one for Elijah, one for Moses, and one for yourself. And there, God covered all of them, Moses and Elijah, with clouds and spoke from the cloud, saying that Jesus is the one they should listen to. Now, another point we read from Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. There too, Abraham, who has also died, he had died centuries ago, also came life there and he spoke with the rich ungodly man who later died and appeared in the intermediate stage with Lazarus. You read Luke chapter 16, verse 19 to 31. You see the conversation between these departed people, you understand? They have died a long, long time, but now they were seen communicating with each other. It tells you that there is life, and then there's also consciousness going on life, going on after death, you understand? Because Lazarus was conscious, and he knew the rich man, and the rich man also knew Lazarus. And that is why the rich man said to Abraham, Father Abraham, send Lazarus to go and dip his finger in water and come and, you know, quench my thirst. But Abraham said, no way. And the rich man also was conscious of the fact that he had, you know, five brothers who were, you know, doing the same thing that he did, and then told Abraham that somebody should raise up from the dead and go and warn his brothers before they will, you know, change their heart. Abraham said, no way, we already have, you know, Moses and other people there, they should listen to them. You see, lastly, we look through Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 and 11. And there too, we read about the souls of people who were slain or who were killed because of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. These people were persecuted and they were physically slaughtered, killed. But here we see their souls, you know, talking to Almighty God. And I want to read from Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 to 11. Then you understand that the souls of these dead Christians were seen pleading to God to avenge their blood on those who murdered them. You understand? And this was recorded by John the Apostle. He had the opportunity to witness this conversation going on between these souls and Almighty God in the spirit world. So my brothers and sisters, if you think that if you die, that is all there is, you are mistaken. There is life after we depart from this earth. There's still life there. And that is why we always speak to you to reason that if you die today, a time is going to come that you be raised back, and then the judgment will be given to you. Now, what we are looking for now is what is actually happening between the time that you die and the day of the resurrection. So, Revelation chapter 6, verse 9 to 11, we read here, it says that, it says, when he opened the fifth seal, I saw under the altar the souls of those who have been slain for the word of what? God, and for the witness they had borne. They cried out, these are the souls that have been slain. Okay? They cry out with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true. They are now addressing God Almighty. These are the souls, the people, the Christians that were killed because they were witnessing Jesus Christ. They were persecuted and slaughtered. Now we see them here, you understand, in this spiritual world where John the Apostle was given opportunity to see what is going on, you understand. So if we want to ask what actually go on in the intermediate stage, probably we should ask John the Apostle, you understand. And also, you know, what happened in Luke chapter 16. Now, we continue on with the verses that we are reading from Revelation chapter 6. You understand? So, they cry. These are the souls that were slaughtered. They cried with a loud voice, O sovereign Lord, holy and true. How long before you will judge and avenge our blood on those who dwell on earth? You're talking about those who persecuted and killed them. They are asking God to avenge their blood on them. What did the Almighty God say to them? Then they were each given, you understand, white robe, and told to rest a little longer until the number of their fellow servants and their brothers should be complete, who were to be killed as they themselves had been. So God said, be patient. He gave them something to, you know, let them know that they have overcome. With all the atrocities meted against them, God gave them that kind of white robe to tell them that they have overcome the devil. And then God said, yes, allow also some of your brothers to also go through the same as you went through. They will also become victorious. Now, why are we reading all these? Just to let you know that there's life going on after you die. So don't just mess up your life here on earth and think that that is all there is. There's actually life going on. There's consciousness. You become conscious and you know your surroundings. If you read Luke chapter 16, Abraham knew who he was speaking to. Lazarus also knew the rich man, and the conversation went on as if they were alive, but they were not alive in the physical form as you see me here, but they were alive in the spiritual world. So it is important to know this. We have discussed about how death occurs, and we are saying that the human body composed of three elements, that is the spirit, the soul, and the body. And we are saying that according to Ecclesiastes, these will be separated. Okay, the body will go back to the dust where it came from, the soil where it came from, and the spirit or the soul will also return to God who gave it. And when that happened, death has occurred. Now, when death occurred, then it means from that time death occurred till the resurrection time or resurrection day, man or the soul of man is not dormant, okay, as if there's no life in it, and then they stay dormant till the return of our Lord. No. The scripture said there's consciousness, and people are aware, and sometimes they know why they die. If you read Revelation chapter 6, you can see that the soul of these Christians knew the reason why they died, and that is why they are asking God to avenge their blood on their killers. So they knew their conscience, you understand, and they know their surroundings. So this is where I'm going to, you know, finish tonight, and I'm praying that this will help you so that you will also know how to prepare yourself for the resurrection day. God bless you. I want you to share this message to as many as you can so that people also will be aware that life doesn't end when they die, but life goes on even after they are dead until the final resurrection day. Whatever you do in this life, you cannot change it when you die and you go to the next world. If you die while you are sitting in your sin, you're going to suffer the consequences of not changing your heart. There's time for you, once you have life going on in this current body, you have all the opportunity to make things right before you die, because there is no opportunity for you to change your life when you die. So it is important to understand it. God continue to bless you and make you understand this world. Please, if you get time, visit the Church of Christ. We are there to help you, to support you, so that you can inherit heaven. We are not there to provide any material things or anything that will make life easy here for you. That is not why the Church of Christ is there. The Church of Christ is there to prepare you for the life after this world. That is why we are always pleading with you to visit the Church of Christ so that we can help you to get to heaven.
Oh.